You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, first of all, I love it. Clearly you've given up on trying to have any sort of neutrality in this interview.
The Wire. The government has proposed several changes to speed limits across the country, notably removing several of the reductions implemented since the start of 2020. Break New Zealand is a charity that works to prevent road deaths and injuries across Aotearoa through raising awareness and providing support for victims. I speak to the NZ Director of Break, Carolyn Perry, about what the proposed changes could mean and the risks they pose to both pedestrians and vehicle users on our roads. What are the speed limit changes that the government is proposing?
The government is proposing a number of different changes to the speed limit rule, but one of the key things that they're proposing is to reverse all of the speed limits that have been lowered since the 1st of January 2020. So that's a huge number of speed limits around the country, which have been put in place, lower limits that have been put in place to improve safety and reduce the number of deaths and serious injuries on our roads that have the potential to now be increased again.
Yeah, and so what kind of areas, or I guess what kind of changes were these ones that were implemented in 2020 that are now being reversed?
So it's lots of different limits between 2020 and now, ranging from reduced speed limits in urban centres, such as 30 km/h limits, through to some of our rural roads that are much faster but have had some of those limits reduced as well.
And were these changes well received when they went through?
There was, for a lot of these changes, there was a lot of consultation happened, and from our experience as an organisation, there is a lot of community support in a lot of areas for these lower speed limits, particularly around schools, and not just at drop-off and pick-up times, but having those permanent lower limits in neighbourhoods so that people feel safe walking and cycling to school, people feel safe while they're out in their local communities or going to playgrounds and shops with their families. And so there has been a lot of community support in a lot of places for lower limits.
I guess safety is a key point here, right? How will, repealing or removing these changes affect people's safety, both for pedestrians and road users?
We're extremely concerned that this would be a huge step backwards for road safety and would result in more people being killed and seriously injured on our roads. Speed is a critical factor in all road crashes and casualties. Whether or not it's a cause of a crash, it will be a factor in the outcome. The faster you're travelling, the greater your stopping distances, the less time you have to react to an unexpected hazard, and the bigger the impact in the event of a crash. So the more chance there is of somebody being killed or seriously injured, the faster you're going.
And are any of these changes, I guess specifically, if you had to pick one out, which is the most concerning?
For us, one of the biggest concerns is around schools and in neighbourhoods that may lose these 30 km/h limits. We know that's international best practice. It gives people, if a pedestrian or cyclist is hit at 30 km/h, they have an over 90% chance of surviving. At 50, this is reduced to a 20% chance of surviving the crash. And this is particularly key in areas, neighbourhoods, urban areas around schools where there are lots of people out and about, and we need to ensure that people aren't being killed or seriously injured on our roads. And that includes outside schools having permanent speed limits, not just variable ones, only outside the school gates and at the start and end of the school day, which doesn't take into account other community facilities in the area and the fact that a lot of those are used outside of school times as well.
Break is pushing against these changes. However, I guess, are there any other changes that Break might have proposed, speed limits that might be introduced or other things to improve road safety?
We support 30 km/h limits in areas where there are high numbers of pedestrians and cyclists in urban areas, neighbourhoods. That's in line with global best practice and what we know in terms of the science behind the survivability of crashes as well. So we see, and also there's a lot of been a lot of community support for these lower limits. So we want those community feedback and that community input to be taken into account, these, and for those speed limits to remain.
That was NZ Director of BREAK, the road safety charity, Carolyn Perry, speaking to me about the proposed speed limit changes. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.